This is Henry Simon bringing you another story from my files here at the Missing Persons Bureau.
In these stories of the Missing Persons Bureau, dramatized for Henry Simon, names and addresses have, for obvious reasons, been changed. The Colgate Show, Address Unknown, is brought to you by Colgate Palmolive, marketers of Colgate Dental Cream with Gardol, Palmolive Soap, and new enzyme-active Punch washing powder.
In one moment, the search for Winyard Hare. Address unknown.
And here again is Henry Simon.
It's surprising the number of well-known people who disappear from time to time. In some cases, famous personalities such as stars of film, stage, and TV vanish deliberately and of their own accord. No one can blame them for wishing to slip out of the public limelight for a while, traveling incognito, blissfully unrecognized by admiring fans. Although it can be inconvenient if they don't tell anyone where they're going. In the case of the now well-established character actor, Winyard Hare, it was quite a little different. I first became aware of his disappearance when a wild-eyed, quite lovely young girl was shown into my office one wintry afternoon some while ago.
You're Mr. Henry Simon. This is the bureau where they find missing persons.
We do our best, young lady. Yes, I am Henry Simon, and won't you sit down?
Thank you. My name's Linda Hare. My father is Winyard Hare, the actor, and he's disappeared. You must help me find him.
Winyard Hare. Name's vaguely familiar, but I don't think I can recall his work.
Oh, he was a big star at one time. He's always working now, but I suppose getting older, his name doesn't appear in such large type anymore.
Tell me more of your problem, Miss Hare. At the risk of sounding like the title of that famous painting, when did you last see your father?
8 years ago.
What? It's a very long time.
Yes, I know, but I've been to finishing school in Switzerland for the past few years. Daddy sent me out there. I haven't been back.
Not even at holiday times? That seems extraordinary.
I know, but it was one of the conditions. And you see, Father, being on the stage is continually on the move. It was far more convenient for me to stay in Zurich all the time.
But you remained in touch. I mean, you wrote to each other.
Oh, yes. Yes, every month.
Supposing you tell me the story in your own words. I won't ask any questions until you've finished. Just start wherever you like.
Well, I suppose it all started last week. It was the end of term. My last term at the college. I went to Mademoiselle Maurice's office to thank her for everything. I just came to say goodnight and thank you, Mademoiselle, for the lovely evening. It's been so exciting, the prize-giving and everything.
And you ran away with most of the prizes, didn't you, my star pupil? One of the most popular girls we have had here. And now you are going to leave us. You have been happy here?
Oh, yes, very happy. You know that.
I wonder how you will like returning to England. 8 years. It's a big time out of a young girl's life. Remember when you came to us? You were such a timid child with your freckles.
Yes, I felt so unhappy, so shy.
Now you have assurance, poise. You are a cultured young lady who would be credit to any aristocratic English family.
Oh, I'm glad. When one has a famous father, one has a responsibility.
Oh, mais oui. And Monsieur Winyard Hare will be proud to acknowledge you. What a reunion that will be. Oh, that reminds me, there is a letter for you. It's from your father. At least I think it is. It looks like the usual handwriting on the envelope.
Oh, thank you. May I open it now?
Mais oui, but of course. I expect it is to give you the instructions you will need for the journey to England next week. Open it, my child.
My dearest Lindy, this is to tell you not...
Cherie, what is it? Not bad news, I hope.
Oh, it's terrible. I don't understand. It's unbelievable.
Come on, read it to me. I must know.
This is to tell you not to return to England in any circumstances.
What? But that is extraordinary. Does he not explain why?
Well, it goes on. Instead, I recommend that you go to Italy for the winter. I've deposited £2,000 sterling in your name in the Bank of Switzerland. Use this for your future and be guided by Mademoiselle Maurice.
Extraordinary.
This will ensure you independence for the future until we can make more solid plans. But please, Lindy, try to stand on your own two feet, as I will not be able to give you much help in the future. Don't be unhappy, my darling, but the whole point of this letter is that I cannot have you here living with me in England. Try to understand and not grieve too much. Live your own life and try to forget me. Bless you always. Your loving father.
Oh, no.
Then what does it mean? What have I done?
No, my child, don't distress yourself. Please, now, come on.
But how could he do this? I always thought he loved me. Oh, how could he...
Come, Linda, dry your eyes. Crying will not help. Here, the handkerchief.
Thank you.
Now, in the first place, are you sure this came from your father?
Of course. The handwriting. And it's on the usual notepaper. The President Hotel, Bagley Street, London. This one. And there's no one else who'd send me £2,000. It can't be any form of practical joke. That would be too cruel.
Impossible.
I don't understand it. When I was small, he used to look after me so tenderly. You know that Mother died when I was 2. He looked after me, although it meant touring around with him all the time. Has he forgotten all that? Why has he lost interest in me?
Oh, no, he cannot have lost the interest. He has written regularly, asked for the photographs over the years.
But I begged and begged him to let me go home and spend the holidays in England. But he wouldn't agree to that.
Don't forget your father is an actor, a very busy man who makes his headquarters in London, but isn't always there.
Well, he could have found a way to spare me a few days out of 8 years. There must be something wrong. Must have been something wrong for years.
Would you like me to write, Linda?
Oh, it'll do no good, mademoiselle. Be no use asking him to explain. From the tone of that letter, I can tell that it's saying goodbye. He won't write again.
Then what will you do? Go to Italy, as he suggests?
No, I can't do that. I must get to the bottom of the mystery. I'm going to England just as soon as you can arrange it for me.
So you came over here and presumably went to the hotel where your father had stayed for all those years.
Yes, Mr. Simon. I took a taxi from the air terminal straight to the President Hotel in Bagley Street. It's a very large and expensive-looking place.
Yes, I do know it. Well, carry on.
Well, I got there and went straight to the reception desk. Good afternoon. I wonder if you can help me.
Yes, miss. What is it?
I would like to see Mr. Wynyard Hare of his inn, please.
The name again, miss?
Mr. Wynyard Hare, the actor.
You don't happen to know his room number, miss?
Oh, I'm afraid not, but you must know him. He's lived here for years.
I think there's some mistake. Well, I've been working here for many years. I can't recall anyone of that name as a permanent boarder. You must have the wrong hotel, miss.
Oh, but that's not so. Look, see for yourself. Mr. Wynyard Hare is my father. He's been writing to me for years from this hotel. Look. Here's the letter he wrote only last week.
Yes, it's certainly written on our notepaper, miss, but... Well, lots of people use our waiting rooms while waiting for other people. They aren't necessarily permanent residents.
But he told me he was living here. He makes this hotel his headquarters.
Perhaps he intends checking in later. There's certainly no one here of that name at the moment. Was this an arrangement you had with him?
No. No, he doesn't know I'm in England.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Has he no friends who'd tell you where he is?
I don't know anyone else. I don't know anyone in London but my father.
Perhaps the police could make inquiries for you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to go to the police. What am I to do? Oh, what am I to do? And then the receptionist mentioned your organization, Mr. Simon. Perhaps father isn't missing at all. There may be some simple explanation, but I can't find him. And I want to so desperately... Will you help me?
young Linda Hale looked so sad, her beautiful eyes brimmed with tears. I've seldom seen a young woman in distress so vulnerable. This, I thought, was just the simple little case to keep Agent Carlton Gatsby busy for the rest of the day. I called him in, introduced him to our pathetic young client, and left the rest to him to work out as he thought fit. His first call was, naturally enough, one back at the President Hotel.
It's very good of you to help me like this, but the receptionist was adamant about Father not being here.
He may have checked in since you last called. Look, you're all steamed up and nervous about this. Now, don't worry. I'll find your dad for you. Now, why not sit down here for a while? Leave it to me.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Like a drink? Something to back you up a bit?
No, thank you. I don't drink. And Mr. Simon was good enough to give me tea before we left.
Okay. Before I start investigating, you said something about having a photograph of your dad. Is that right?
Yes, I have it here in my bag. It's quite an old one, but Daddy's so handsome that I'm sure you'll recognize him from it, however much he's changed. Let me see. Ah, yes, here we are. It's not very big, but a portrait.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Marvelous face. And there's a family likeness, too. You have the same fine bone structure. Right, I'll start with your receptionist.
Let me come with you. I must know everything.
Okay, come on.
Ah, Miss Hare. Back again. I'm pleased.
Oh, have you been able to trace Father?
No, I'm afraid not. But I've naturally been making a few inquiries from other members of the staff. One of the pages tells me that letters have been arriving at this hotel once a month, addressed to Mr. Hare for some years.
Oh, they'd be mine, of course. What happened to him?
Well, one of our porters, by the name of Stevens, has had orders to collect the letters and deliver them to Mr. Hare.
Oh, I get it. An odd arrangement, using your hotel as a forwarding office.
Yes, extremely irregular. Although Stevens is a thoroughly reliable man. He's been in our employ a long time.
Is he around at the moment? I guess all we have to do is talk to him. He'll straighten it all out for you, Linda.
Yes, he must know where Daddy lives.
He should be coming on duty any moment. Let's see. Oh, he's never late. Ah, there he is, coming through that archway.
The tall, upright fella in the hotel uniform.
Yes, that's him. Stevens. Stevens, just a moment, please.
I'm coming, sir. I'm not late, am I? I hope.
I must be going mad. You say your name is Stevens?
Did you require anything, miss?
But, Father. You're my father. You're Wynyard Hare.
I'm afraid not, miss. I've never heard of the gentleman.
Oh, but you must be. Oh, Daddy, what does this all mean? I'm Linda. I'm your only daughter.
I'm very sorry, miss. You made a mistake. I've never seen you before in the whole of my life.
Henry Simon returns to continue this story in just a moment. You're listening to The Colgate Show, Address Unknown.
Messy fruit.
Take to mud.
Ground in grass.
Dried blood.
Those are some of my worst wash day problems.
Right, but this will fix them.
Hey, that's a new form of cleaning power.
It's new Biofab washing powder, now with enzyme energy. When it comes to problem dirt and set-in stains, Biofab blasts dirt and stains clean away.
You mean Biofab with enzyme energy is stronger than even my kids' dirt and stains?
Yes. Biofab with enzyme energy works biologically, soaks out set-in stains, and washes out problem dirt with complete safety for even delicate fabrics.
Sounds like Biofab sets a new standard of cleanness and whiteness.
It certainly does.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet.
New Lemon Fresh Brisk
gives you deodorant protection and complexion care in one.
Feel fresh.
Feel beautifully fresh.
With new Lemon Fresh Brisk deodorant beauty soap.
And here again is Henry Simon.
It must have been one of the greatest shocks Linda Hare had ever experienced. She was so sure that the tall, handsome man in the porter's uniform was her own father. Yet he denied it without batting an eyelid. The strain of the journey, the confusion, and her own despair became too much for Linda. The hotel foyer swayed before her eyes. She clung to Carlton Gatsby and then fainted.
What happened?
You fainted? It's all right. Things are just a bit too much for you. When the hotel porter denied that he was your father, you just passed out. I carried you in here. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right, thank you.
Now, look here. Are you absolutely sure that that man was your dad?
Yes, I am. I know it's him.
And what the heck is he doing masquerading as a porter? He can't be poor if he's just sent you £2,000.
He isn't poor. How can he be? I've been attending the most expensive school in Europe for the last 8 years.
It just doesn't add up.
Maybe he's done something. Something he's ashamed of. Something awful. I don't care. I've got to find him. Where is he now, do you know?
I made inquiries at the desk a moment ago. They say he left the hotel immediately. His uniform is hanging up in the porter's change room. All his stuff is in there. It looks as though he's checked out of the job.
What? Well, then we found him only to lose him again.
Yeah, that thought crossed my mind, too. But I got the address of where he stays. If you're feeling up to it, then shall we try once again? This is it. Number 12 Sinclair Street. Not exactly a mansion, is it?
Oh, it's a terrible place. Even the taxi wouldn't come down here.
Well, here goes.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone at home.
Give them time.
Yes?
Good afternoon. I'm Carlton Gatsby from the Missing Persons Bureau. I'm looking for a Mr. Stevens. Are you the landlady?
That's right. Looking for Mr. Stevens, are you? That's rich. He ain't never had a visitor for all the years he's been with me. And now you come here. Well,
then he does live here.
If you'll just let me finish. I was about to say, and now you come here asking for him, but 5 minutes after he packed up and left.
He's gone. Are you sure it's for good?
I reckon so. Came in here about half an hour ago, as white as a sheet. Sudden bad news, Mrs. Iggsy says. Got to leave urgent-like. Packed his bags in about 5 minutes flat. Not that he had much, you understand. And off he went. Mind you, he paid me up in full. Quite the gent he'd always been. No complaints there. Always thought he'd come down in the world.
You've no idea where he's gone? No forwarding address?
No, wouldn't say. And I'm not the nosy type. Anything more you want?
No. No, thanks.
Right. Bye then.
Again, they just missed solving the riddle of Wynyard Hare. This time, they had no clue as to his whereabouts. Gatsby began to wonder if Linda hadn't been mistaken. But the very fact that the man, who called himself Stevens, had quit both his job and his lodgings was very suspicious. Gatsby calmed Linda down once again, this time by buying her a strong coffee in the local cafe.
What now, Mr. Gatsby?
Well, let's look at it from a completely different angle, shall we, Linda?
What do you mean?
Now, your father was an actor. Is an actor. Now, surely there is someone who remembers him. Haven't you got any account of his recent theatrical activities?
No. No, he was curiously reticent about his career. Oh, I've got some programs that he sent me. Well, they were all years and years ago. Oh, here, I should have shown you these before.
Let's see. Regent Theatre. Summer Storm, starring Wynyard Hare. Oh, this isn't very much use. It's 9 years ago.
Yes, I know. I managed to collect that the year before he sent me to school.
Wait a minute. Also starring Josephine Lawford. Now, that's a name. It might lead us somewhere.
Why? I don't understand.
Josephine Lawford has just opened in a new play at the Grand. Now, maybe she can give us a few tips. She'll certainly remember your father anyway. What's the time? Late. Come on. Maybe we can still catch her in the dressing room after the performance.
Come in.
Miss Josephine Lawford?
Oh, not more autographs. Honestly, darling, it's very flattering, but I've got to get out of this absurd costume. Do you mind?
I'm sorry, Miss Lawford, but we aren't fans.
You're not? Then what?
I'll only take up a moment of your time. My name is Gatsby, and I'm from the Missing Persons Bureau. This is Miss Linda Hayer. She's the daughter of Winyard Hayer. Do you remember him?
Winyard? Well, of course. Please, please come in. Close the door. My dear, do come in. Let me look at you. Beautiful, but beautiful. Because I should have known you anywhere. That nose, those lovely high cheekbones, too beautiful. Of course you are Winyard's daughter. But tell me, what is all this about the Missing Persons Bureau? Who is missing?
My father. I came over from Switzerland and I can't find him. We thought you might help us.
Oh, so he's disappeared yet again, has he?
What do you mean, yet again, Miss
Well,
Crawford?
It's strange. I was talking to my agent only this morning, and we mentioned your father in connection with the new play, but you see, he disappeared out of my life, ages ago.
Oh? Why? I mean...
Well, it's a strange tale. You see, your father and I were once engaged. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's true. We'd finished playing a very successful run of a play called Summer Storm.
Oh, yes, I have the program of
it
that.
It was some years ago. Then we went into rehearsal for a new play, which would have made us the most popular team in London. All went well until the dress rehearsal of the play. We were opening out of town, of course. During the last act, Winyard's voice went.
His voice?
Yes. He just stood there croaking on stage. It was quite horrible. His understudy had to play the last act. I rushed back out of the final curtain to commiserate, but he'd gone. No one ever saw him again. No management could trace him. I tried, but then, being a woman, and I imagined a jilted woman, I had far too much pride, I suppose. I wondered if he was using this as an excuse to get rid of me. So I just put him out of my mind and concentrated upon my career. And now you two have come to bring it all back again.
Well, then, you can't help us.
I'm afraid not. No one in the profession has seen or heard of Winyard Hare for years.
Well, then it must be Father.
I beg your pardon? I don't understand.
We've traced a man we think is Linda's father working as a porter at the President Hotel in Bagley Street.
What? Surely not. It couldn't be Winyard.
It looks like it. In some curious way, he's been able to look after Linda while concealing from her the fact that he's no longer a well-known stage actor. Why he has chosen to disappear yet again is still a mystery. A mystery we shall only clear up when and if we ever find him.
I wish I could help more. Now you've told me this, I feel so guilty. If what you say is true, then it is I who have let him down, not the other way round. Oh, if I can do anything, anything.
I'll leave my card here. If you get any bright ideas, maybe you'll ring me. It's got my business and private phone numbers there, anytime. Good night, Miss Lawford, and thanks again. Oh, now what? Carlton Gatsby speaking.
Mr. Gatsby, this is Josephine Lawford speaking. Sorry to wake you in the middle of the night, but you did say any time, didn't you?
Sure, Miss Lawford. What is it?
I wondered. Do you realize what today is?
Yeah, sure. It's Sunday. Why?
Easter Sunday.
Yeah. So it is. Well, so what? What's that got to do with the problem of finding Linda's father?
I remember way back in the past that every Easter Sunday, Winyard Hale always went to the service in St. James Church in the Strand. You know the very old church that was restored after the air raids and the war?
Yeah, I know the one.
I think we should all go there. The service starts at 11 o'clock.
Wait. Look. Coming up the aisle. Isn't it? Oh, it is.
By heavens, you're right. I'd recognize that walk anywhere. Linda, you go to him. We'll remain out of sight.
Yes, of course. Father. Oh, Father, please. Please don't turn away.
What? Oh, you're the young lady from the hotel, aren't
Father.
You?
Oh, Father.
I can only tell you once again, miss...
Turn round and look at me, Winyard.
What? Josephine.
Yes, Josephine. And by recognizing me, you've given yourself away completely. Are you going to deny us, Winyard? Your only daughter and the woman who would have been your wife. We know who you are. Are you going to deny us in a place like this? Can you lie to us on a day like this? Can you lie to us?
Oh, Linda, my dear girl, Josephine. Oh, how can I explain? How can I?
Henry Simon returns to conclude this story in just a moment. You're listening to The Colgate Show, Address Unknown.
Two pretty girls, Jane and Sue, but only Sue gets.
Hey, Sue, how's it done?
With Colgate, it's the only one.
Brushing with Colgate makes good sense, gives me the ring of confidence.
The ring of confidence?
Yes, that's cleaner breath, cleaner taste, cleaner teeth.
Thanks to Gardol. Only Colgate Dental Cream contains Gardol to clean your breath instantly. Fights tooth decay all day.
Colgate Dental Cream with Gardol.
Yes, George, I know your green sports shirt looks washed out and faded, but don't blame me, I'm fed up.
Modern fabrics are a real problem. Whites go yellow and colors dull. But now you can bring them back alive with new Bingo washing powder. Blue Bingo now contains active brightness to bring back whiteness and brightness to your whole wash. If you're fed up with yellowing whites and dulling colors, bring them back alive with new Bingo.
And here again is Henry Simon.
Wynyard Hare, alias Stevens, the porter from the President Hotel, broke down completely on that Easter Sunday morning. Sooner than admit failure in his career, Wynyard Hare had worked as a porter and done a dozen different jobs to obtain the money to keep his daughter in the school he'd chosen for her. But now pride was cast aside, and he found the love he was given in return was far more satisfying. And now, as always, this is Henry Simon inviting you to meet me here again, and for the present, bidding you au revoir.